Whitney, and the name of the program is In Defense of Humanity. Tonight we're talking about silent weapons for quiet wars, the war that is currently and has been for a long time waging against the American population. When we went to break, we were talking about how they what diversions they use against us. The first one was the media. The next one is schools, and that's Common Core, right? If you looked into Common Core, you understand that now got a national system put in place to achieve their goal. And here's their goal: keep the young public ignorant of real mathematics, real economics, real law, and real history. And that is truly what is going on in our classrooms today. The third diversion that they have established for us is entertainment. Keep the public entertainment below a sixth grade level. Now you know why TV is so horrible. This was intentional. And the last one is work. Keep the public busy, 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 with no time to think, back on the farm with the other animals. And these came from page 34 of the technical manual. Another quote from page 34, quote, "A silent weapon system operates upon data obtained from a docile public by legal but not always lawful force." Again, page 34. Note that the authors of this technical manual admit that legal and lawful are not the same thing. The Great American Adventure by Judge Dale does an excellent job explaining that most of what is done in our courts today and by our government, referred to as legal, is fraud, and little of what is going on is lawful. And if you haven't read Judge Dale's The Great American Adventure, you're in for a treat. You may not agree with everything, but it's just jam-packed with lots of good stuff. It's a free download. Go to anticorruptionsociety.com on the homepage. Scroll down, and there is a link. You can link and get a free PDF version of The Great American Adventure and read it for yourself. It's really quite good reading. I know some people stayed up all night to read it because they just couldn't put it down. The how includes an intentional subversion of the entity referred to as government. They feed and grow government. That's local, county, state, and federal, until the people are devoured by it. And that is so true of what's happening right here where I live. Here's a quote from page 38. Quote, "Thus a nation becomes divided into two very distinct parts, a docile subnation, the great silent majority, and a political subnation. The political subnation remains attached to the docile subnation, tolerates it, and leeches its substance until it grows strong enough to detach itself and then devour its parent." Again, page 38. To better understand how this agenda has been strategized by think tanks using data mining, the game theory, systems analysts, and incentives, watch episode number one of the BBC series by Adam Curtis called The Trap. And the first episode is called F blank blank K, You Buddy. And you can imagine what the missing letters are. It's only 1 hour, and it is available free online. I will take callers in the second hour because I only have one last section to talk about, and then I'm eager to hear what people have to say. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, 1-800-313-9443. So the last question to be asked and answered is the who. And I have just, for the last umpteen years, people have argued and debated about the who. Who is doing all of this? And they pretty much tell you in this manual, okay? Trust me, there is no mention of the Catholic Church in this manual. Not nary a word. So who is waging this war against America and actually against the 99% humans who live on our planet? The answer to that question is those that thrive on usury. Remember, their goal is genocide and slavery. Those that thrive on usury, to include the international banking cartel, absolutely, which includes the Federal Reserve, the International Monetary Fund, the Bank of International Settlements, and the World Bank. Now, this is from page 4. Immediately, the Rockefeller Chase Bank Foundation got in on the ground floor by making a 4-year grant to Harvard College, funding the Harvard Economic Research Project for the study of the structure of the American economy. 1 year later, in 1949, the United States Air Force joined in. In 1952, the grant period terminated, and a high-level meeting of the elite was held to determine the next phase of social operations research. The Harvard Project had been very fruitful, as is borne out by the publication of some of its results in 1953, suggesting the feasibility of economic social engineering. And that quote came from page 4. Now, on page 38, quote, politicians hold many quasi-military jobs, the lowest being the police, which are soldiers, the attorneys and CPAs next, who are spies and saboteurs, and the judges who shout orders and run the closed union military shop for whatever the market will bear. The generals are the industrialists. The, quote, presidential, unquote, level of commander-in-chief is shared by the international bankers. Again, page 38. The RAND Corporation, a private think tank, played an important role in laying out the strategy for this domestic war via the development of the game theory, which morphed into the rational choice theory. And here's my last quote from on explaining on the who, and that is from page 29. The process of defining and evaluating these factors and incorporating the economic amplifier into an economic system has been popularly called game theory, unquote. So now you know who, what, where, when, how, and why this ongoing war is being waged in America against the American population. Okay, we have a caller from Las Vegas. That's Chris. Good evening, Chris. What do you think of the silent weapons for quiet wars?
Well, thank you so much, Al. And I don't think most people realize and cognize the true gravitas, the weight that this document carries and operates on American people and the people of the world, in fact, on a daily basis.
No, they don't.
And Well, most people are not taught any of this. As they spoke of in your reading, they specifically don't provide any material, substantive, objective knowledge, but only the illusion of knowledge and frivolous fantasies that are put out there to entertain and to distract and to obstruct their ability to absolutely obtain facts, law, and evidence and knowledge that's materially relevant in the world, so they can be easily more managed as the human resources or capital that the capitalistic headhunters want to operate by herding the masses of sheeple into the direction that they choose to portray as a Hegelian dualectic, false choice, where the real choice is no choice, posed as two false paradigms of choice, as you just read.
Yes. Yes. And there was a movie, and I'm trying to think of the name. Maybe War Games was the name. And they actually, the theme of the movie was using computers to the game theory. That was the whole theme of the movie. And the computer, in the end, the computer declared there's no way to win the war other than to not play. And I think that's what people have to understand. We have to not play. Don't buy into the stock market. Don't listen to the propaganda. I mean, it's all designed to manipulate us, Chris.
Well, in fact, it is a very diabolical scheme of PSYOP's mind control, which we used to know as propaganda, but then the propagandists, Bernays, and Robert Gordon Wasson, Joseph Goebel, Freud, Sigmund Freud, that is, some of these mind controllers, there's also Walter Lippmann, and I don't want to leave him out, these people studied the human mind. They monitored carefully and acutely the action-reaction so they could predict the programming with a reasonable degree of specificity on what one action would lead as a predictable outcome, so they could target the population with specific forms of contagions to infect the mind and to program to accept or be conditioned, operant conditioning being the word there, to accept by incrementalism this change in the dialectic, whether you're killed by the choice that it falls to, or you're merely having your mind switch to a new form of acceptance by incrementalism, the boiling frog tactic, makes no never mind to them. They still accomplish their devious evil goal.
Right. That's true. And what people need to understand that, and I don't know if we've talked about this on a previous show, we are particularly, and they know this, this is why these commercials are made to look fuzzy and warm and loving. And, you know, we are more vulnerable to being mind controlled if they can get us into an emotional state. And they know that, because we don't normally think think things over very well when we're emotional. So they want you to be, oh, isn't that darling? Isn't that sweet? Isn't that warm? Oh, isn't that awful? Oh my gosh, I'm scared. That's what they do to you.
How does that make you feel?
Yes. How does that make you feel? That's right.
I'm pretty sure I sent you a video this last week or maybe the week before from stormcloudsgathering.com on the topic of ruling from the shadows, which specifically had to do with the Rand Corporation, Edwin Bernays, Walter Lippmann, and some of the other psychological individuals who are twisted in their demented minds and delusional and think they have the right to control the minds of the rest of us for their own private, self-interested, devious purposes.
Right.
And it really does a masterful job of pointing out how they carry out these PSYOPs mind wars, really, whenever you understand they change the name of propaganda to public relations. And I believe these reprobate minds really meant to fully incorporate that as public sexual relations, because they're really mind-effing them, just like you spoke of before in their own words. I don't remember which page it was, maybe 34, you said, where they said they really wanted to F our minds, and that's what they're doing.
Yes, that's right. And that's what they're doing. And they're using all their technology, their surveys. They look at what we buy. They look at what we read. Netflix, people thought that was great. You know, instead of just going to the local store and renting a movie, I'm now on Netflix. Well, guess what, people? Netflix has a database of everything you watch and a database of everything everyone else is watching. So this Netflix idea worked out real well for them, didn't it? I mean, now
they
got a pulse on what we consider entertainment. And if we're not watching the kind of movies they want, they know what movies to make. People, I mean, it's insidious, but it's everywhere. And it doesn't help us not to know. It only hurts us to remain ignorant, Chris.
You're exactly right. In fact, the ability to critically think and critically question, probably more importantly, is so phenomenally operant on our ability to have awareness of what's going around and discern with some degree of accuracy what's really happening in the world, as opposed to being deluded, deduced, tricked, fooled into the matrix, the false paradigm that we are surrounded with, of the illusion of freedom and liberty that we think that we live under, which is really a controlled mass herd of demonization and full domination by these sycophants of the world.
Yes, that's true.
It's so diabolical to have these people to think that they, with the audacity, that they have the powers of gods to decide what's better for the rest of us, when they really don't do a very good job of managing their own lives. But I will tell you that because of my special background, being a professionally trained union electrician, having installed systems engineering of training, building management systems, control process management systems, I understand very well the language and the use of data receiver points, metadata collection, whether it's by computer or by watching videos or counting people going through the door. These are all data inputs.
Yes.
And you multiple inputs into a receiver controller, and the controller itself has a bias or a modulatable or a changeable output where you can bias the influence, proportionally regulate the output of the influences of the data points that feed the information into the stream. And that gatekeeper who operates that receiver controller to bias the output can skew the view of the data to achieve the appearance of compliance or lack of compliance or anything else, because these are all subjective interpretive discernments by the operator of the system, the cancer of Mu, I think it's system backwards, to be able to give the spin the wind, to give the illusion, the false glossa, the gaslight, the appearance that everything is rosy or everything is dangerous, or that we are at the escalation period of war, or any other type of false invented mind psyops controlled state that we could possibly be in, to control and regulate us more efficiently.
Yes, I totally agree. And people, you know, I look at people and they're texting all the time and they've got their little computers with them all the time. And that is just, we haven't really talked at length about the distraction of all these new computer devices. Holy moly.
Oh.
And they're being monitored. And they don't even, they just are having fun. They don't know what's going on. And
I sit in the Bundy case this week one day, and they had a media monitor specialist from the FBI in D.C., and she's now here. And she was telling you how she had a news reporting aggregator service that they subscribed to, that fed all the reports from all the different U.S. affiliates, local affiliates here in Las Vegas, and maybe others, and even alternative media like Vince Spinelli, or Santilli, partly Pete Santilli's videos from his broadcast on InfoWars and other locations, that she data mined every day. Well, whenever you mine the data, and you have a skewed view of a militant or a very critically looking for certain data mining, anytime you see any type of arm, you think it's a weapon. If it's
hold
on the enemy.
Okay. Hold on. We're going to go to break. We'll come back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. So Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Good evening, folks. We're talking to Chris near Las Vegas. He's talking about a news aggregate that he ran into. Go ahead and finish explaining that, Chris.
Well, what it is, it's a service that data mines all the network feeds, all the satellite feeds, all the local area feeds. They collect all the newscasts and anything that reports that had to do with a particular event that they want to data mine and look for incriminating evidence or at least things that they can characterize or mischaracterize as incriminating evidence, because in the pro se executionary mind, they like to view things in the worst possible light so they can make their so-called terrorist patriot people look as incriminating and inflammatory and defamatory as they possibly can. So yes, they use the most incriminating hyperbolic words that they can use to make them appear as dangerous threats to society that are a real credible threat to all those poor BLM workers who were actually militant plain professionals who really were more skilled in using their militant weapons, which were likely full automatic as opposed to semi-automatic, which is not a weapon, but a mere sporting rifle or a target rifle or a home defense implement, as opposed to an actual military weapon according to the definitions and the codes of the federal regulations that set forth the explicit terms that are used to define militant weapons as opposed to other types of arms that might be used for guarding and protecting or home defense or hunting or other types of normal activities like that that are not militaristic in their action.
Well, Chris, they do the same thing if there's a group talking about the dangers of vaccines. They do the same thing if there's a group talking about the problems with GMO. I mean, this is their the way they've been functioning for a long time. And it's a shame that the public is still unaware that the news is just simply absolutely 100% unreliable.
Well, it's precisely like when they used to nail up the law in ancient Rome up on a 50-foot pole so that people could be noticed of it, but they couldn't read it and wouldn't know what it said. This is exactly what they said in that Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars document. They didn't want them taught anything true about the law or the evidence or the facts or true science or medicine or knowledge of anything. They want them to be dumbed down and disabled and think they know, but what they know has no relevancy in the real world. It makes them easy to prey on by these so-called learned professionals who are particularly taught to seize predatory, avaricious legal advantage. Actually, it's illegal and it's unlawful advantage because they're tricking the people so they can prey upon them and just utilize them as fodder to feed on, plunder, rob, rape, pillage under their legal schemes.
Right, that's absolutely true. And we talked about that when last week we were talking about the consent forms for admission into this medical complex. Yeah, that's true. They don't want you to know the basics of the law. They don't want you to know the basics of contracts, which is pretty darn simple, because everything is built on contracts. And if you don't know the basics, you won't know how to defend yourself from what they're doing. But I have another caller, Chris. I appreciate your input, and thanks so much.
One little thing for you before I go.
Yes.
I was just looking on Nevada Rules of General Pleading and their capacity and construction of pleadings in F, and General Pleadings Rule 8. They've got C, conditions precedent, just like you talked about.
Yay, hooray. You have
Thank
to
you
send
so
that.
Much.
Send that to me, Chris. Well, that'd be great. Okay. Thanks for calling. Okay, we have another caller. We always get a couple callers from Texas. I kind of like Texas. I think there's a lot of good things going on in Texas. Ken,
come on down. There's plenty of room down here. Hey, in 1954, I watched Joe McCarthy live.
Uh-huh.
That's the same year, isn't it?
Yes. Yes.
The connection, you think?
There could have been a backlash that they were trying to get rid of, you know. But pretty much, if
it's
you saw
it, it's funny why it's the same year.
Yeah, hard to
also,
say. You know? Go ahead.
I went down to my local post office over here one day, and he brings me out the little black book, and in there it says, now we all know what a zip code is, a little cutie Mr. Zip, you know, ZIP. Well, it stands for Zonal Improvement Plan. It's right in the black book.
Wow.
Go ask your post office man to see that black book and go look for yourself.
Wow. Well, I know they've got them everywhere. You can't hardly do anything without giving your zip code. That's for sure.
I don't use zip codes. It's not for me. I'm not a corporation.
Well, good for you. Hold on. We're going to go to break. We'll be back shortly.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Stretch tonight. I'm Al Whitney. This program is In Defense of Humanity. We've been talking about the war on America, and we have a caller from Fort Worth, Texas, who's been sharing thoughts with us. His name is Ken. Ken, are you still there? Is Ken gone? Okay, well, I'm glad he brought up the zip code thing. Thank you, Ken. That was good information. Okay, we have another caller. This one is from Idaho. His name is Wes. Good evening, Wes.
Greetings, Al. I refuse to contract work with property tax? Is that effective, or is it title-based, or what? Can you comment?
I think it's title-based. Now, I haven't gone into this. I know some people who are working on this. And I know Ralph Winterrod at one point was trying to work into this. What I have gotten so far, and that's all the further I've gotten. So if somebody wants to take this concept and run with it, please do. What I've gotten is we've bought property, okay? My husband and myself and my family. And when we all got a mortgage initially to get the property. In the mortgage contract, we agreed that one of the conditions in the mortgage is that you will pay property tax. If you don't agree to pay property tax, you will not get the mortgage. Just to remind people, it's right there in the contract. Now, the question is, when that mortgage is paid off, if you get a document from the bank and ask for them saying the mortgage is paid off, this contract is no longer valid. Taking some kind of a document and sending it to the property tax folks and saying, I had a contract to pay you. I no longer have that contract. It's expired. please send me a what you have that obligates me to pay these taxes. Thank you so much. Be interesting, Wes, to see what they'd send you, huh?
Well, with a mortgage, are you going to be getting something? Well, you got to keep paying the mortgage. The mortgage is going to be with a bank, right? Don't you get a property tax from the state or county?
You do, but what I'm saying to you is that you signed the mortgage and you made an agreement with the bank that you would pay those. So you've already gone into contracting, obligating yourself to pay.
What if you bought cash owned outright from Idco?
Now you can start to challenge. Now you could send that sweet little letter saying, I got your bill, thanks so much, or I got your notice. It's not a bill, it's just a statement. I got your, thanks so much. Now, please send me what you have that obligates me to pay this, and see what you can, how far you can go with that. I mean, that shouldn't be too scary to see what they're going to send you. I would guess that they're going to send you, they're going to quote a statute, and then, you know, then the game, you'll see that in Lawfully Yours, the game goes on. Well, thanks for quoting me your state statute, you know, for the state corporation. I appreciate knowing that, but what obligates me, that's where I would go. If I was going to challenge this, I would start there, because you can get into a lot of confusion if you go into the titles thing. Well, what you're asking is that they send you a statement and they tell you you have to send them the money. And all I'm saying is, has anybody asked them what obligates you to it, right?
Well, I thought it might have to do with having a loaded title or not.
Well, that's what you could find out by sending these letters, because they are going to answer you.
Well, can you possibly get a loaded title when you buy something outright like that then?
Well, have you read Melvin Stamper's book, Fruit from a Poisonous Tree?
No, I've got it here right next to me, but there's lots of other things in line.
I know, but if you're interested in the title issue, right. he's got a chapter on that. You can go look in the index and read this chapter. He really goes into that in detail, much beyond what I have covered, you know, much beyond.
I'm trying to deal with microplasmas, the linking pathogen in systematic diseases. Do you know about that one?
Are you doing this for yourself because you believe you've got this, or what?
Well, yes. I heard a really good caller. You might know who I talk about. Lauren from Ohio often calls in. She knows about a lot of things. And she says it's connected with, get your pencil, a patent 524-2820. I guess everybody's got this microplasma, according to some of the people who talk about it. I don't know. I heard Lauren talk about it quite often. And I guess colloidal silver is about the best cure, a high amount of it.
So, well, I'm not familiar with that, but
I understand we're getting
it
off.
Interesting.
I understand. Go ahead. I understand we're getting off point, but I wanted to just throw that one in there.
Okay.
Lauren from Ohio is pretty sharp, but I wanted to ask about property tax.
Okay, well, go look up property taxes with Melvin Stamper. You'll get a lot of good information. Okay, Wes, we have another caller. Thank you for calling in. Dave from Delaware. Hello, Dave. How are you?
Fine. The man wants to know about property tax. Needs to learn how to unrecord the deed. That's the reason they're sending a property tax bill, because he's enjoying the privilege of the county holding his private property deed in trust for him in the public property records. The way to unrecord the deed is to send $10 to peoples-rights.com Association, care of 1624 Savannah, Savannah Road, Lewis, Lewes, Delaware, Delaware, and then in brackets, 19958, end brackets. And we will send the 48-page data package with questionnaire blanks for them to fill in to mail back to Howard Griswold, and he can create, based on the answers they provide, he can create the security agreement indemnity bond financing statement, which must be recorded Secretary of State office.
Okay, Dave, that's kind of off topic tonight, but thanks for that information. If people want to pursue that and see where it goes, that's up to them. But thanks for the info.
They can send me an email if they have a question. It's the notaxman00@gmail.com.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Dave. All right. We have another caller from Canada. We haven't had somebody from Canada in quite a while. Judd, are you there?
Hey, I'm here. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. We're talking about property taxes?
No, not really. Somehow we got into that, and now that's not the topic for tonight. Tonight we were talking about the economic war being waged against the American people, and I believe there's a similar war being waged against the Canadian people, from what I can tell. Yes.
Yeah, definitely. And it seems there's so many angles on it, but you know, certainly, I think the people would be a lot better off if they had a little more money at the end of the month, where they didn't have to pay all of these piles and piles of taxes. But you're familiar with Carl Lentz, right?
Okay. Yes, I am. But I don't really want to go down the path of property taxes tonight. If we could do that some other time.
Okay, sure. Maybe I'll phone in another night.
Yeah, Carl Lentz has got some good information. I have listened to him, and I liked what he had to say about claiming your children as your own property, and he was, like, right on.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And the other thing was the difference between public and private. And I think, part of this economic warfare is they've duped everyone into thinking that they have to pay these what are actually public taxes with their private money. And I think what we need to be doing is to start to identify what's public versus private and start paying public taxes with public monies and private private debts with our private funds. But it's a little crazy to work a job and then have that taxed, and then have to pay with after it's taxed, all these other taxes.
Doug, the public-private argument is a really difficult one, and I'll tell you why. Because up until people understand what's going on, they are consenting with their signature to what is going on. And they can scream public-private all they want till the cows come home. But you have to look at what you signed. And when you signed it, you signed as the transmitting utility, and you obligated yourself, and their system will hold you responsible, and you could scream public-private till the cow comes home. As long as you're signing their paperwork and not restricting your signature, as long as you're doing that, the perception will be that you are the corporate person, nothing to do with public or private. You are the corporate person, the legal juristic person that all of their statutes apply to. Okay? And that's the hat that we're wearing, and that's why we have the notice of condition precedent, to make a notice to the world that we are not a corporation, we're a living man or woman, because in their world, that's what you are every time you sign.
Well, definitely, and they've almost made it impossible not to be a corporate person. Like, you can't really, you can't do anything now in life without having to act through this legal person, and it's, it's obviously ridiculous, but what I'm thinking, too, is why not drive the spear in and use the legal person, like, for example, bills of exchange. A bill of exchange is a public form of money that we can use to just discharge certain debts, like, for example, property taxes, but if we would do that, that's essentially playing by their rules. So if they try and say, well, you didn't pay this debt, well, no, I paid it. I just used a different form of money. And then now they have to pursue you through, through that, all of that kind of quagmire. But essentially, I think you'd come out better at that point, because you're starting to use the system against them.
Well, that's going to be difficult, because remember, they're all corporations and they're all obligated to use the Federal Reserve commercial script. That is what they are all functioning under. That is what they recognize.
But that's now, only one form of money.
But they may not recognize that because that is what they are obligated to. So what you're trying to do is to get them outside of their obligation. If you look at the Clearfield Doctrine, you're going to see very quickly that all of these agencies, all these governments, all these entities are tied into the Federal Reserve note, every last one. They are not obligated to recognize anything else, and I wish you luck thinking that they will, but...
wishful thinking, but I know in the States and in Canada for sure, there's this thing called the Bills of Exchange Act, and no bank or credit union or anything could do anything without the Bills of Exchange Act. And so, and in the Bills of Exchange Act, they outline, you know, promissory notes and bills of exchange and so on and so forth. But, just on that note, I did make a bill of exchange to CRA over a year ago now for, a tax reassessment, and it was only $200. But I decided to make a bill of exchange on that, and I haven't heard anything from them. So if it was super, wrong or illegal, I'm sure I would have been in court by now or something. I haven't heard a single word from them. So I'm thinking there's, it's wishful thinking perhaps, but I'm thinking there's certain avenues that have not been explored, things that we need to push through. What about Winston Schrout? Are you familiar with Winston Schrout?
Okay, so now we're way off topic, Judd. Okay,
yes and no, because it's economic warfare. How do we fight back economic warfare? It's financial, commercial. It's it all comes down to how do we fight in that? We could extricate. We could withdraw ourselves from that. But then essentially we're in the wilderness. They've got all of our money. They've got the technology. They've got all the stuff, and we can't access any of that without money. So it's a tough bind.
Correct. It is a tough bind, but you are in it for sure. When you use their currency, and if you have a bank account, you're in it for sure because you're using the Federal Reserve rules. All the banks are obligated under the Federal Reserve rules. Mm-hmm. So it is economic warfare, which is what we started the whole program on. It is economic warfare. But one of the first things you can do is your condition precedent and establish the fact that you're not all of the rules you're talking about. Everybody keeps getting away from that, and it's frustrating. I don't think Winston Schrout, these other people, they're not paying attention. All these rules, statutes, contracts are for the legal juristic person.
Right, yeah,
the
exactly.
The assumption is that is who you are. Unless you rebutted that presumption,
Exactly.
You will always be in their trap because that's who they are making rules for.
Now, let's say you do that, you rebut that, and you just say you're operating under common law, which is true.
No. You're not under. You don't tell them what you're operating under. No. All you do is tell them that I am not a legal juristic person. I have declared my status. Period, and then you shut up.
Okay. Because, and then once you've done that, then where do you go from there? I mean, they've created this monolithic system that once you've got outside of it.
Well, you're not going to be able to escape from everything. In other words, there are people who want Medicare. They need Medicare. There are people who want their Social Security check. They count on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There are people who need a bank. They have an employer who will only do direct deposit.
Mm-hmm.
So to escape from the whole thing, as long as the only currency choice we've got right now is the Federal Reserve note, you're not going to get, and you have to pay your utility bill if you want heat.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to deal with Federal Reserve notes on some level.
Yeah, but what about cashless monetary instruments? Like, there's different species of money, right? So the Federal Reserve note is one. Are you familiar with other?
How are you going to pay your utility bill?
Well, like you said, the thing is, even if it's legitimate, you present them with this thing, they can just ignore it. And then they can just say, you know, I actually went to Manitoba Hydro, and I went on their website, and they issue promissory notes, but then they said to me, well, we don't accept them. So it's like they just do whatever they want at the end of the day.
Well, they're obligated to function in that currency. They've got contracts that obligates them to function in that currency. And you're not going to get them out from under that currency. That's why I keep telling everybody that it's the currency. Ronald McDonald said it's the toxic currency.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we're sort of stuck. We'll talk more about that next week. Thanks for calling in. I hope people stay tuned and listen to our evening imaging prayer, because there is power in us imaging the world that we want, the world we know we deserve. Our children deserve this world. Please spend time at least once a week, maybe more, quietly imaging the beautiful world that we all want. And we'll see you next week.
Probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO-free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
We'd like to end tonight's show by reaching up to a higher power, whatever that might mean to you, to assist us in creating the future we all want. Close your eyes as you listen to this beautiful song by Inca Gold called Shout to the Lord, and image families and children enjoying Earth's healthy meadows, forests, oceans, and mountains in perpetuity. Image them laughing, singing, and dancing. Visualize humanity thriving, free from want or fear. Picture the peaceful world we all deserve. Let's joyfully create our future together.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.